The White River and Prairie Creek Reservoir bring 70% of Muncie's drinking water. The reservoir is owned by Indiana American Water, which leases it to the city for recreational activities for $10 a year. But the water company has seen increased algae blooms and cyanotoxins in the water at Prairie Creek. So, Wade Amos, Indiana American Water's State Director of Operations, says the company will collaborate with the city and state to increase the health of the reservoir. The most concrete step in the plan for now is getting rid of ATV and horse trail usage by the end of this year.
We have nothing against ATVs and we have nothing against horse folks. There's a place for those activities, and we firmly believe it's not around a drinking water reservoir.
Amos also says the number of campsites and boat docks will be looked at and possibly adjusted, especially with state-cited problems with Prairie Creek's current wastewater system.
How many boats can this reservoir sustain safely, and, you know, from a water quality perspective as well? And the same goes with the campground.
Indiana American Water officials are quick to point out that there's been no cyanotoxins in what they call finished water, which is the treated drinking water that comes out of your faucets. But they say keeping Prairie Creek Reservoir healthy is key to that. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.